USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
40-plus world leaders met virtually Thursday to talk climate change. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country, the world's largest consumer of coal, will attempt to strictly limit increasing coal consumption over the next 5 years. It should be noted that everything being discussed are non-binding commitments. Sports was a way for Americans to come together. 11-year Army vet Graham Allen tells Fox News the reason for the collapse in ratings at Major League Baseball and the National Basketball Association is because of what Americans want is not what's being delivered.
Sports is supposed to bring Americans together, especially troops overseas. It's this opportunity to just forget about what's going on and just watch the amazing game and the amazing talent of the amazing athletes. Your ratings are going down the drain. Listen to what the American people are actually telling you that they want.
USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
The Georgia Star News is reporting an elections group funded by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has donated $5.6 million to the office of Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the lead-up to the 2020 presidential election. Walter Jones, a spokesman for Raffensperger's office, said that the funds enabled this and local elections offices to combat disinformation. The Georgia legislature passed an election reform bill since the election to ensure election integrity. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, said at a press conference Thursday that the Democrat push for Washington, D.C. statehood and to pack the U.S. Supreme Court is more of a power grab than doing good by the American people.
The Joe Biden who swore me into the Senate 9 years ago, I don't know where that guy is. I think they got him tied up in a basement somewhere because it's the crazies who are running the ship. But you know what? He is president now, so act like it.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation to make D.C. the country's 51st state. It now heads to the Senate. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Power grab or taxation without representation? Washington politicians fight each other on statehood for D.C.
It's the second time in as many years that the lower chamber passed a D.C. statehood bill, this time by a vote of 216 to 208. Next, the bill is likely to get a committee hearing in the Senate, but the Democratic-backed proposal needs 10 Republicans to support it for the bill to receive a floor vote. The House Oversight Committee approved the bill earlier this month. Those who favor D.C. statehood say the district has 700,000 residents, which is more than both Wyoming and Vermont, yet they're not represented with voting members in Congress. Opponents argue that the bill is a power grab since the district is largely Democratic. If the Senate passed the bill, it would head to President Joe Biden, who has already indicated he would sign it. A letter from 22 Republican state attorneys general to Biden earlier this month said the U.S. Constitution gives Congress authority over Washington, D.C., and that the only way to grant it statehood would be to pass a constitutional amendment. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York City Councilman Brad Lander, who crusaded against reckless drivers and pushed a law that lets the city seize their cars, has been caught speeding in school zones around the Big Apple 8 times in the past 5 years. City records show Lander's lead foot led to tickets against him for going more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit in every borough except Staten Island since June of 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.